Blog Talk Radio.
Man, what's happening, what's happening, what's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ, the DJ Spit Some, and this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blackchickmeasure.com or contact Kia Davis via a Facebook. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at TheOfficial, that is spelled The Official. If you can't spell official, you should not be artist. That is spelled SPITSUMRADIO@gmail.com. Do not forget, man, the Hustlers of the 704 will be having our showcase at McBoney's. McBoney's located in Charlotte, North Carolina. We did it last week and the week before. It is already sold out. But coming up, we do have St. Gurnett that's holding it down for Los Angeles, California. But what we're going to do right now, man, you already know how I like to get down, man. We're going to go ahead and get into this mix, man. This is Cross Hemp CJ with Hype. Keep it locked.
Yeah. Drop my last record, only got 100 plays, gotta blame it on my effort. Facts. It was not an ass way, it wasn't new or impressive, it was not another level. Big facts. It was strictly out of books, singing on a hook, some type of bridge and all that.
This right here, homie, this right here, homie, how they help me get their mind right.
This type of song that you write when they say they ain't heard you. Facts. Put a killing on the women that curves. On top of a building leaning forward with no wings to soar with. I'm fortunate that I'm faithful. Black boy, the myth they ungrateful. No portion given in my table.
Time is moving just too fast for me right now. And time, trying to make it or make it.
Indeed, I'm a go-to. Ooh, and B with the post move. Overnight, net that tight. Scream when I roll through. Can't seem to approach you. Show you right, net that tight. Steam if you want to. Cause I'm mean with the beam, I can pull it in my sleep. It's that light. Not the man, not a killer, not rich, but I bet you can ask your chick. I'm that hype. I'm the man of myself. They don't play me, then I'm playing myself.
Facts.
They gon' plan a big weight, cause if not, then I plan it myself.
Facts.
They say I ain't great, but it's cool cause I'm saying myself.
What?
According to them, I'm overrated, but I never let it faze me. I said screw them and I rated myself. Ain't no blue man, I don't believe in stressing. I ain't in no rodeo and I ain't got no 8 seconds. I just need about an hour, some money and some power. Freedom from all these cowards and beasts I can devour. Long as you give me space, I give you hits. Agreed, so second thinking I'm ill, but focus more on my theme. I'm dead while I'm awake, but now I'm living the dream. A lot of niggas are wack, but they're real on my scene. I mean, I got a theme for car souls and hoes as well. But damn near got a story to tell. For real, my whole life about survival. Living me drinking out the bottle, driving down the boulevard with my eyes closed, pocket full of stones. A kid and white back at home, some partners calling my phone. Yeah, somehow I felt alone, but it's crazy. Cause I live from hearing back, screaming my name, I had a couple of songs that I couldn't find.
Time is moving just too fast for me right now. And time, trying to make it or make sense.
Indeed, I'm a go-to. Ooh, and B with the post move. Overnight, net ass tight. Scream when I roll through. Can't seem to approach you. Show you right, net ass tight. Scheme if you want to. Cause I'm mean with the beam, I can pull it in my sleep. It's that light. Not the man, not a killer, not rich. But I bet you can ask your chick. I'm that hype. 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 I'm that hype.
Okay.
First on the track.
I be feeling like I don't be popping enough, I be humble. I'ma keep showing my ass if I want to. Hang up the phone on their ass like the number. I told you don't play with me, nigga. And she be acting funny, probably think a nigga need it. I thought I was fake, she say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taken, I'm ready to mingle. The fuck is you saying, little nigga?
Go.
I do my little dancey dance. I fill up my pants with bands, quit playing, little nigga. And I don't think they talk is cheap. Cause now when they talk to me, they paying me, nigga.
I probably say the word nigga too much.
I'm a real nigga, I don't be giving a fuck. Tommy Hilfiger fits with the shit coming up. When you stay down like this, you rock Finney.
Okay.
He broke his head, put a boot on him. I hit the bitch, put her out, put a move on him. Bitch, he wanna be just like baby, for real on the low, trying to do what I do on him.
Yeah.
Just so you prepared, I'ma let you know. They probably told you I'm scared, but I'm ready though.
No.
The industry can't take the hood out of me, about to go get some hits from a ghetto hoe.
They do it nasty.
Pull up new whip and it's flashy. Gun on my hip and it's plastic. This a deluxe. I like her, but don't give a fuck. I'm fucking her up, I'm a daddy. That's how I live. She told me she wanna have kids. I told her, don't know what that is. That ain't how we speak. I broke her heart in a piece. She probably gonna call Dr. Phil. I be feeling like I don't be popping enough, I be humping. I'ma keep showing my ass if I want it. Hang up the phone on they ass like the number. I told you don't play with me, nigga. And she be acting funny, probably think a nigga needs it. I thought I was fake, she say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taking, I'm ready to mingle. The fuck is you saying, little nigga? I always had a thing for ghetto bitches with the trainers. I'm known to set it off like Queen Latifah. You wanna make billboard, can get a feature. You fucking with baby, little nigga. Yeah. Hot nigga, number one song on the billboard. He still got a Glock with. You ain't gonna never see me hate on no nigga. I think it's worth better, I'm trying to go shop with him. Yeah, what you need, little nigga? We having the bags of gas and they moving fast. And you can imagine that bitch on the way. My broke has the pack like it's mad.
Go!
Having my way with the ad, come on. Fuck on the floor, fuck a mattress. They probably saying I'm not on y'all ass. I feel like, hey, are we talking about practice? I be feeling like I don't be popping enough, I be humble. I'ma keep showing my ass if I want it. We hang up my phone on my ass like the number. I told you don't play with me, nigga.
Talking
and
about
she be acting funny, probably think a nigga needs it. I thought I was fake, but she say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taking, I'm ready to mingle. The fuck is you saying, little nigga?
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ, DJ Spitzel. And this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com. For all your holistic needs, please visit www.blackchickmagic.com or contact Kia Davis via Facebook. If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at The Official. That is spelled The Official. If you can't spell official, you should not be artist. That is spelled SCRT SUMRADIO at gmail.com. But right now, we are going to go ahead and take it all the way from Solitude, California, with the homie Sing Garnett. Man, what's happening with you?
Not much, man. I've been keeping busy the last couple of days with work. How you doing?
Man, we are all right over here, man, from Charlotte to Asheville, from Asheville to California, man. So for those that don't know about Sing Garnett, man, am I saying your last name right?
It's Grenard.
Oh, well, Grenard. Sorry.
It's close.
Sing Garnett, you know. For those that don't know about you, man, go ahead and tell the people a little something about you, please.
I'm a country singer from Fairfield, California. I record, write my own songs. I'm an audio engineer also. I'm also a guitarist and a heavy metal band named Nail the Casket.
Nice, man. So, was you coming from California, right? Are you born and raised in California?
I am.
Okay. So, how is the music over there? How is the culture? How is everything over there in California? For those that never been to California, how is it over there?
Well, for my area, is right between Sacramento and San Francisco, up by one of the Air Force bases. So, I have gotten a whole different array of music my whole life. Like when I lived on the Air Force base, because my dad he was in the Air Force, all I heard a lot of was country music and 80s and 90s rock. And then when I got to middle school and high school, I started getting more exposed to like old school and modern rap. Like because of high school and middle school, I have grown love for like Dr. Dre, Eminem, Royce the 5'9", just rap and pop and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then when I got out of high school, I joined a couple of rock bands, metal bands, and I've just grown a love for just music in general now.
Okay. So what you been an artist, man? How can you help the community not only as an artist but as well as a human being?
Well, I try to donate blood as much as I can. I love helping people in the areas that if I see them struggling, I try to help them as possible. Like, say I'll be driving, and I'll see a homeless person out by a gas station. If I'm out getting gas, I'll go inside, get them some water, some food, something, to help them out.
Okay. I love that right there. I definitely love that right there, man. I definitely love that right there. So, like, what inspires you to not only become an artist, but, like, to pursue it not only as a hobby, but as well as a career?
For me, I've always been attracted to music ever since I was a kid. I would go over to my grandma's house. I don't know why, I was just fascinated by her CD collection. I would go through taking CDs out, looking at album covers. I would spend my days watching CMT, I was watching music videos and all that. And just something about it just made me just want to pick up guitar, start singing, write songs. And for a while, though, I kind of forgot about it. until I really started playing guitar in middle school, and then I started writing songs in high school. And I fell back in love with it and the writing and all that. And I just find music as a perfect outlet for me. Because
so
sometimes there's things that I can't say. I feel like music can help me with.
Yeah. So if you can collaborate with any artist, dead or alive, who would be your top three artists?
Ooh, dead or alive. I definitely want to work with Giant Cash. He's one of the original badasses in music in general, and he'd be awesome to work with. Eddie Van Halen, definitely, because his unique guitar playing is just insane. And then I gotta go looking for this one. There's a guy out in Texas I've been listening to a lot lately. His name is Colby Cooper. He blends a lot of traditional country with more rock and all that kind of stuff, and I'm just digging what he's doing right now down there.
Okay. I definitely respect that right there, man. I definitely respect that right there. So, are you born and raised in Los Angeles, California?
Los Angeles? No, I'm from Fairfield. I've traveled to LA a few times.
Okay. Listen, so before it's too late, man, go ahead and tell the people a little something about Too Late, though.
Too Late was my last single I released back in October. And basically, the whole story behind it was, I bought an amp, and my buddy said it sounded cool, but he didn't think I'd be able to use it really because I did a lot of country music, not a whole lot of rock. I'm like, watch, I'm use this for a country song, and I ended up using it for a country song, recorded it in a week, and he's like, all right, that is pretty awesome.
I like that. I like that right there. I definitely love that answer right there. So right now, like you sitting down on you right in Too Late though, you know, like right now you're sitting down on you right in. This project entitled Too Late, though. What is your thought process right now?
Yeah, for Too Late, really what the song is about is just an old school country heartbreak song.
Okay. So you're in the studio, right? You're in the studio, and you have the microphone right in front of your face right now. Now, what is your thought process? Why are you recording this?
What's that?
You're in a studio right now recording the project entitled Too Late, though. What is your thought process going through your mind?
Okay, yeah. So with recording the song, usually how I start out is I start out with I just start writing things on guitar, find a good rhythm that I find. Then, okay, that sounds pretty cool. I'll record some drums behind it. By something that matches it good, I'm like, okay, cool. Throw in some bass and just however I feel the song is going, I'm just like, okay, I got to put my mind in that position. Whether it's I have to listen to other songs so I can find that kind of mindset, or I dig back in my memory so I know, remember how I felt when something like that happened to me.
All right, so listen, without further ado, go ahead and introduce that to our listeners, please.
All right, this is my single, Too Late.
No, so we got to put some more energy on that. Do you hear me? We got to put some more energy on that. Boy, nah, come on. Take two.
You guys are listening to my new single, or to my last single, Too Late. I hope you guys like it.
I'm sick of it. All I saw was red in that cloud of dust that she left behind me. Me enough. I could jump in my own Chevy, try to chase her down, make her change her mind, turn that car right round. Well, even if I did, I wouldn't know what to say. Guess I cared about her too late. Walk back to the front door. Slammed it, the screen door fell off. Just yelling and kicking myself, trying to figure out what I did wrong.
From your speakers, beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Man, what's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ, the DJ Spit Summon. This is Street Monsters Radio, Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com. Man, same Grenette. Did I say your name right that time?
Almost. Grenard.
Almost. Listen, almost is almost perfect. You hear me? Man.
You're getting there, man.
almost there, man. But listen, man, what about this Somewhere Tonight? Because we're trying to be Somewhere Tonight right now, man. Go ahead and tell us a little something about this project entitled Somewhere Tonight, please.
So Somewhere Tonight was a song that I wrote back when I came to the studio in 2017. Yeah, 2017, I was going to the studio with a buddy of mine, and I started writing the song the night before. When we get to the studio, we record all the other songs, then we go to lunch. I spent lunch trying to finish a song. We come back from lunch, like, got any more songs recorded? I'm like, I got one more. I'm almost done with it. Finished the lyrics within 10 minutes of saying that. Figured out the guitar parts, and I just came up with it literally on the spot, and this is probably one of my favorite songs to play live just because of the energy of it and the emotion of it, because what the song really is about is the reason why I make the music, because I want someone in a bar or at home or something to, I want them to feel connected to the music, to the music, you know?
Thanks. I love that. So how is it being an artist in California right now?
Right now, I haven't played a show since February 1st, 2020. That was for my band,
man,
and for my country.
February 1st?
February 20th. February. Yeah, it's been well since I played a show, but the cool thing is that I've had a lot more time to sit down in the studio and record more music. I've had time to actually sit down and write more songs. So, like, in the last year, I've recorded at least 10 songs.
Okay. I love that right there. I definitely love that right there, man. So, we're trying to go Somewhere Tonight, man. What was the thought process about Somewhere Tonight?
What's that?
What was the thought process behind recording a project entitled Somewhere Tonight?
So, Somewhere Tonight, I really wanted to just write just a pure boot stomper, just a song, just get the emotion, just get the vibe going. But also, when you're not, you're just sitting there listening to it, you know what the lyrics are about, and know that I'm just trying to reach out to just someone, just someone somewhere tonight. phone reach out, let them know, hey, you're not alone. You're like, there's someone else out there feeling what you're feeling, what you've been through.
I love that right there. I love that right there. So without further ado, go ahead and introduce that to our listeners, please.
All right, y'all. You're listening to Summer Tonight, one of my favorite songs I've ever recorded.
Live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
Man, 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 what's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ, the DJ Spit Sounds. Yeah, man. This is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by iFM Radio Nation. We have Shane Garnett. Oh, I was close. How do you say it again?
Grenard.
See, I was close, though.
There you go.
So, listen, man, what can you find yourself? Yeah, for those that want to get in contact with you, for those that want to collaborate with you, man, what can they find your music at?
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, basically any social media platform, just look at my name. My username is FNG2Shanes.
FNG2Shanes? Oh my God, what?
2Shanes.
I love that right there, man. So, we definitely just heard that you just released a single called Here With Me, though.
What's that?
You just released a single entitled Here With Me?
Yep, we said 2 weeks ago now. 2 weeks ago today.
No, man. Oh, man. Go ahead and tell us a little something about that, please.
So, Here With Me is basically a song that I wrote. It's about still dealing with a breakup. And it's especially hard when everywhere you go, you still see her, you still think of her, you're still writing songs about her. It's like, actually, my favorite thing about the song, that one thing I mentioned in the song is 113. That's a road I always go on. It's like, late at night, whenever I wanted to just drive around, it's out in Dixon, next, two towns over from me.
Okay.
Late at night, whenever I'm just out driving, thinking I'm down that road.
All right, say no more, man. So without further ado, go ahead and introduce that to our listeners, please.
All right, this is my brand new single. This is called Here With Me. I hope you guys like it.
Who would have been here? I have to tell you.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
This is Shane Grenard. When you bring me on the show, you can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, and then for social media, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at SMG2Shane.
Yeah.
I got a
nigga gon' walk your ass down, no, for real, he gon' walk in your house. Yeah, niggas get shot in their face in my city for real, just for running their mouth. Niggas be scared to make enemies, so they do Rogers so they don't fall out. Just like some roaches kept me in the trap, just like a vulture, all I see with death. Yeah, just a little bit, we put life with together. Ain't sell my soul, but all I would have dealt. Can I write S on my dime with BS? There were real niggas, don't hang with no yes. And interrogate me, act like I don't understand. Fans coming to you, you give a confession. Bitch, I been for life and life, fly with the crib. She love how he moving, he handle it. Yeah, I stay on some pills, sitting low with a cougar. My K got a 50. No knife on the cape, put the blade in your kidney. I ain't dodging no smoke, trying to take that shit. Keep dancing your chin, don't play with me, nigga. I walk down with no mask and fake before I kill them. Claim you got some pressure, you wasted your energy, yeah. I just said they faces, they really see. She fucking day to day, but she ain't innocent. Street ain't got no cases, like I ain't convicted. Don't run no ball, but I'm going Jimmy. Make sure we all pay the still fucking image. I'm supposed to be scared and your partners look timid. Hollywood Jack Boy robbers and killers. Don't think about shit but my daughter and Benji.
Nah, for real, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think about shit but my daughter and Benji. I bought a chopper, I hope you brought all the partners with you. No, we ain't started, but I wanna finish.
I wanna finish.
Before I buy pussy, I go buy a business. But I make sure that pussy come with some benefits. I done did my due diligence. Trippin' ain't easy. I'm from where police keep killing the innocent, murking my people. And you know that hoe came with nothing but problems. You so gon' keep her. Still got a love-hate relationship with one of my partners. He lost his soul to a nigga. They think I ain't still in the hood. Tell them I started in the ghetto. Let them know I came straight out that bottle and found some commas and some zeros. They say, hi, he ain't straight gangster, but still a neighborhood.
We find him in the way.
They're fucking dirty, but I ain't the one that you gon' spit on. Yeah, yeah, Hey, I don't fuck around and shit to say, nigga. Yeah.
Best rapper.